This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. 10 members of the Colorado National Guard will head to Thailand for army-to-army exercises hosted by the Royal Thai Army. The annual bilateral exercises are meant to improve coordination between the two militaries for disaster relief, humanitarian aid, and mission readiness. There's a new state law to give you more control over your personal data online. The Colorado Privacy Act took effect this month. The new law requires businesses or organizations to get consent from consumers to store and use personal data. Steve Beatty chairs the Computer Science Department of Metropolitan State University of Denver.
The question, I guess, to all of us becomes is how comfortable are we sharing those data and how comfortable are we allowing the providers, as they are called, to share those data with third parties.
Companies will generally ask for consent in pop-ups when you go online. Camping reservations at Lake Pueblo State Park are on hold after a water main break earlier this week. The park is without potable water, and Colorado Parks and Wildlife says all six campgrounds are affected. Other impacted locations include the visitor center, both marinas, and the swim beach. The park's manager says repairs are underway, but campground reservations are on hold until at least Wednesday. Cannabis revenue continues its decline in Denver. Overall sales last year plunged 24% compared to the previous years. The tax collected on medical sales saw a sharper decline than retail cannabis, but every source of revenue is dropping significantly. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.